Galaxy, the program you need, portraying information and events that may affect the lives of all people, even you. Friends, on this occasion, we are privileged to hear a talk on one of the oldest mysteries in the memory of man on this planet. This talk, transmitted by TensorBeam, is given by one whose home is outside our solar system. The subject to be discussed is the Great Pyramid. The speaker is known as Tlala. It is an honor to present Tlala.
Reaching you from the light of our infinite one, I am Tlala. And speaking at this time, we deal with the subject of your Great Pyramid. In the beginning, approximately 45,600 years before your Christ, the galactic survey ships of the Confederation were to establish an outpost and beacon upon your planet Earth. The crews from the third planet of Aldebaran approached your planet and started construction on what is known in your day as your Great Pyramid. Huge blocks of the substance granite were quarried from the heart of a continent and brought by their craft to their present location. Huge dis rays cut and sliced and shaped these blocks to infinite dimensions. The tribes at this time were frightened, thinking that the craft in their heavens were remnants of some fabled god descending to the earth. And we felt it would not be necessary to discourage this. In that edifice known as your Great Pyramid, were laid generators totaling millions of watts energy, sending out beams and guideways for our craft for navigational purposes. Noticing the tremendous impact that this structure had upon the native populace, it was felt that subsidiary functions could be included. Also, at that time, it was felt desirable to place observation teams of our people upon your planet to check the rates of progress of various races, to help in establishing more even distribution. This is where your scientific circles find evidence of many types of flora and fauna scattered throughout all portions of your globe. Our people, setting forth in their mighty starships, regularly visited your planet, seeing the needs of cultures yet to be born, certain influences were thought to be in order. These were placed again in the pyramid. A shaft directly below the subterranean chamber at a level of 243 feet was sunk. And there the mightiest generators of the race, over a million of your years old, were installed, and which my brothers function even to this day. These performed twofold purposes. One, they helped eliminate an alarming degree of axial excursion present at your north and south poles. Secondly, they provided more temperate climates throughout many portions of your world, which were still recovering from a rather staggering glacial age. Much later, one known to your scientists as Cheops or Khufu, puzzling at this spectacle which our pyramid presented, decided that such a monument should at least be established, more in an appearance sense than it was. Thousands of the native population were set to work, and slabs and blocks of pure lime were built up around our primary efforts, providing a more textured surface. Not knowing what the peculiar metal at that time was adorning the top, they decided to let it shine forth, for it could be seen by travelers many miles away. This is where your ancient Grecian writer thought it to be a fact that Khufu was the one who have erected the pyramid. Unknown to many people, regular crews of our people manned the equipment, for the original intent of that area known as the Queen's Chamber was primarily an interstellar communication room. The area known as the King's Chamber was later installed by our people for healing various physical ailments common to your peoples. Our people, under the guise of the local priests of the time, administered treatments which were thought by many to be miracles. In this, we found an expedient way of lending some aid where possible. And at all times, the mighty throb of hidden generators below the base of this monument were continually throwing radiant beams of energy out into the heavens of our universe to guide our many craft. Later, eight more pyramids were constructed, bringing the total to 9, stretching a distance of 63 miles along the western bank of the Nile. It has always puzzled your people as to the exact dimensions of our pyramid. I shall now give you the exact dimensions as initially constructed. If these do not agree today, it is because of alterations of earlier races and pharaohs to the main structure. The base of our pyramid was 765 feet square. The total height was 486 feet. The entranceway was located exactly 54 feet above the base on the north side, and constructed in such a manner that the light of your pole star would forever shine down the entire length of its 324-foot corridor to the subterranean chambers. A feat, my brothers, None of your more ancient races could possibly have engineered. This is also the direction of your true magnetic North Pole. The reason this was constructed so was to keep the polar star centered and thus alleviate any further axial excursions of your planet. 243 feet below the base rests machines your scientists would forever marvel upon. The area of our entranceway is 9 square feet, ending in a subterranean chamber from which another passageway extending 63 feet ended in a blank wall. Blank for a purpose. For 9 feet farther would disclose the sub-etheric generators. 72 feet above the base in the Queen's Chamber, consisting of the 1,134 square feet of area, and 9 feet again above the Queen's Chamber, rest the present communication facilities. 9 feet below the King's Chamber lie those machines once installed on a higher level. There are also 3 more areas unknown to your present plans within the structure. You will notice, my brothers, that of all figures I have mentioned, they are all multiples of the numeral 9. The reason for this being that 9 is the key to the mathematical science dealing with magnetics. You may bear this in mind. It has been my privilege to speak. I am Klala Adonai Vasu Vargas.
Thank you, Klala, for this enlightening discourse on the great mystery. The preceding talk was transmitted by TensorBeam. You have been listening to Galaxy, the program unique. Adonai Vasu Vargas.